Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is October 16th, 2016. In this segment, we'll take a look at the third and final U.S. presidential debate. How the planets' patterns in the zodiac are matching up with the two candidates' natal charts. But first, a review of last Sunday's second debate. A rattled and defiant Donald Trump sought to move past the video of him boasting about sexually assaulting women that had just 2 days before sent his presidential campaign into a tailspin. The candidates came out swinging, and things got pretty ugly right away. Mr. Trump in particular spared no words in his attempts to condemn Mrs. Clinton. His rageful id was on full display, whereas she maintained her poise and cool even when subjected to his insults. Venus, planet of relationship, grace, and likability, was transiting in her ascendant. The smoothness of Venus helped Mrs. Clinton to keep her composure. For Mr. Trump, Rahu, the significator of the demon, was transiting in his ascendant. Rahu is an indicator of obsession. The demon wants what it wants and uses any means to satisfy its desire. The difference between Mr. Trump's demeanor and Mrs. Clinton's was quite obvious. The nodes of the moon change position very slowly. In other words, Rahu will be in just about the same position for debate number 3 as it was for debate number 2. That is, still influencing how Mr. Trump presents himself. On Wednesday, October 19th, will be the third debate. For the final debate, the planets are arranged somewhat differently. Here's the chart of the beginning of debate number 3. The ascendant sign is Aries, as it was for the second debate, which makes Mars, the planet of attack, the ruler of the chart. And once again, Mars is in the ninth house of morals and ethics, indicating that that's what the fight will be about. But this time there's a difference. Mars has progressed far enough into Sagittarius to be in near exact conjunction with Pluto, planet of complete destruction, regeneration, and rebirth. So this looks exciting. Mars-Pluto conjunctions indicate something major is in the offing. That, in this case, the fight may actually be a game changer. Looking at the sixth house, the house of struggles and enemies, we find Jupiter, the planet of truth, which is also the ruler of the ninth house. So again, like in debate number 2, this will be a battle over the truth. And here's something interesting. Mercury, planet of facts and data, also in the sixth house, is exactly opposite Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events. So, could be there's some revelation of new data, new information, which changes the election landscape. This could come via the media, since Mercury is the planet of the media. Now for a look at how the planets on October 19th are affecting the charts of the two contestants. Mars is the planet of combat and victory, so the position of Mars for any contest is really important. On the day of the debate, Mars is still in Sagittarius, as it was for the first two debates. Mars is a fiery planet. Sagittarius is a fire sign. Sagittarius is very willful and devoted to its own version of the truth. Except, this time, Mars has strongly combined with Pluto, which, if anything, will make Mars even more dangerous, since Pluto is the energy of complete destruction. Sagittarius is the third house of Mrs. Clinton's chart, the house of making efforts and the use of skills and talents. The Mars-Pluto combination gives Clinton a lot of firepower, but there is also the potential that its destructive energy could be misused and thereby backfire on her. Looking over at Mr. Trump's chart, we see that the Mars-Pluto conjunction is affecting his fifth house of self-expression, compelling him to go on the attack. Also, as in the second debate, Mars is still opposite to Mr. Trump's natal Mercury, a pattern-promoting argument, but to the detriment of reason. Pluto's thirst for power, added to Mars's predisposition towards argument, makes Mr. Trump obsessed with verbally dominating his opponent. Debates are all about appearance, and the planet of appearance, attractiveness, and likability is Venus. As compared to debate number 2, Venus has moved in the zodiac and is now in Scorpio. Venus in Scorpio is very passionate, but can easily veer off into selfishness, vanity, and jealousy. In other words, the negative side of Venus. Venus is now with Saturn, the planet of control and maturity, which may temper the passions of Venus in Scorpio. But Saturn in Scorpio has a reputation for causing suffering, and this combined with the selfish side of Venus indicates a potential to really go too far. Interestingly, this combination of Venus and Saturn is one of the features of Donald Trump's natal chart, although for him, it's in Cancer, not Scorpio, and shows up in his 12th house of secret pleasures. On the night of the third debate, the Saturn-Venus combination will be in Clinton's second house of speech. As in the previous debates, Saturn will make her speaking measured and controlled. And this time, Venus contributes its energy to her second house, adding a quality of sweetness to her speech. Note, too, that Venus is nearly exactly conjunct her natal Jupiter. This combination tends towards too much optimism. Combined with Saturn's maturity, it could make Clinton appear smug and condescending. So, Mrs. Clinton needs to be careful. There's the danger of veering off into selfish, self-serving speech, which will offend the public. Now to Mr. Trump's chart. Here we find the Venus-Saturn combination affecting his fourth house, the house of happiness, equilibrium, self-satisfaction. Saturn transiting here, and close to his natal moon, is what is making him defensive. But now that Venus has joined in, his moon gets some relief, since the smoothness of Venus will add to the charm of his Scorpio full moon. But the downside, once again, is selfish self-interest, where Venus will cause him to indulge in seeking sympathy from the audience. The moon is an important activator for planetary energy patterns. When the moon transits over a sensitive part of your chart, feelings run high, and events have a greater tendency to occur. During the third debate, the moon will be in the last degrees of Taurus, exactly where Mr. Trump has his natal Sun-Rahu-Uranus conjunction. That same three-planet combination in his 10th house is the key to his success, his reputation, his renown. Question is this lunar transit to his benefit or not? At the least, his obsession with power, that's the Sun-Rahu combination in his natal chart, will be highly stimulated. But the other part of this mix is that Saturn is transiting opposite in Scorpio and in near conjunction to Trump's natal moon. So the transiting Taurus moon both ignites the instincts of his Scorpio moon and simultaneously encourages the pressure of transiting Saturn on his natal moon. Quite a stressful mix. It's not an easy night for Mr. Trump. Okay, that'll do it for this week's astrology report. Until next week, you can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.